everyone, it's Johnny from Toward, and welcome to this podcast, which will invite you to dream a little bit about the future. If you're listening to this podcast, you've come to the end of a program or a sequence of work with us in Toward. And the last thing that we want is for all your endeavour, your brain power, your thinking and reflection to become nothing more than a nice memory. We really want you to carry it all forward with intention and with commitment. So please sit back and relax for a few minutes while I set the scene, and then I'd encourage you to dive straight in to the exercise that accompanies this podcast. The exercise will guide you through a process that leaves you with a roadmap to an ideal future state. We hope that your particular Toward program was challenging and stimulating. You might have come to realise that our approach in Toward is not necessarily about cramming your belt with new and shiny and fancy tools, but it's more about encouraging you to reflect, re-engage with yourself and what's important to you, and recommit to this. Perhaps dust off an old tool and use it in a different way. And maybe you're playing about with how you want to show up or lead in various settings and noticing the results that this can bring. You've likely identified your core values and got greater clarity on who you are and your purpose, which will support you to show up intentionally and authentically. You'll also have looked at building a consistently adult mindset of taking responsibility, ownership, courage, and clarity. And with all this, you have the opportunity to reflect on how you manage your relationship with your current organisation and how you express and commit to your values. Will your authentic leadership style and the way you show up fit with your current organisational culture and the way of doing things? And if not, what are the small things that you might need to do differently? And of course, this isn't a simple conversation, but one that we hope that you're now better equipped to conduct with the right people. The exercise that accompanies this podcast will encourage you to visualize a future that incorporates all these elements: who you are, your values, what's important to you, where you want to be, etc. And the script we'll use allows you to create a future memory, which, when peppered with lots of compelling and sensory information, generates really high levels of commitment and motivation. Many goals or dreams for the future are purely paper exercises. They're dry exercises that really only use one part of the brain. And we want you to develop a powerful vision of what it is that you want, and then to embody that change fully. We want you to develop a powerful vision of what it is that you want, and then to embody that change fully. If you think about some of your most compelling memories, they usually involve lots of sensory recall, you know, smells, sights, touch, taste, you know, perhaps the sound of a lawnmower brings you back the joys of childhood summer days. Or the smell of baking bread brings you back to the kitchen of a grandparent. I remember the smell of my granny cooking potatoes in her house. And when I smell those potatoes, I'm often right back in that memory. And this, the prompts in this exercise will do something similar for you. Another key element in the creation of a desired future state is to acknowledge the role of the present in this. Listen to this quote from Margaret Wheatley. She's an organisational development writer who we really love. She says this: "Where does the future come from? It often feels these days as if the future arrives from nowhere. Suddenly things feel unfamiliar. We're behaving differently. The world doesn't work the way it used to, and we're surprised to find ourselves in this new place. It's uncomfortable and we don't like it." The future doesn't take form irrationally, even though it might feel that way. The future comes from where we are now. It materializes from the actions, from the values, from the beliefs that we're practicing now or that we're not practicing. We're creating the future every day by what we choose to do. So if we want a different future, we have to take responsibility for what we're doing in the present. There's a relationship between the future that you will experience and who you are, what you're committing to, and what you're doing today. The future comes from where we are now. It materializes from the actions, values, and beliefs that we're practicing now. The people that achieve great goals in the future are not necessarily the cleverest people. And as Professor David McClelland from Harvard found out through his work studying human motivation and tracking high achievers over long periods of time, he discovered that it's often the people that have goals that incorporate their values and compelling sensory information, and crucially, people that have identified some of the obstacles and derailers in advance that succeed, according to his research. A danger that many of us slip into, even when acting from the adult space, is to identify a goal that sounds great and is almost overly optimistic. We ignore things that we need to address or that have to be overcome if we're going to achieve the goal. The prompts in this exercise are designed in a way that will get you past some of your natural barriers and then look back once you have achieved what you set out to do in order to see what you have already overcome to get there. When identifying outcomes in this way, it allows for, you know, big optimism and small pessimism, and both are important. It's a key mix that allows leaders to identify goals that will work, whether they're motivated either more towards something or away from. Big optimism ensures that you've clearly identified what you want in the future in the long run, and small pessimism allows you to identify what obstacles and derailers are in your way. It's then that your adult state, your adult thinking, can come into play most effectively. Having identified what's in your way, taking an adult mindset of ownership, responsibility, and courage, and a focus on results is the best thing that you can do. And following our work with you, we want you to be a toward leader. We want you to be aligned with what's most important to you in order to bring value to you and your team and the organization. A final word, and this is an opportunity for you to commit to becoming the best leader that you can be. I'd like you to listen to this quote from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. He's a German writer, and he says this: "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." He's talking about boldness, and he's talking about you doing something. So whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it, start somewhere. When you decide to move, it changes something in how you interact with the world. The world has to recalibrate to your action. Certain issues drop away to be replaced by challenges that are relevant to what you're profoundly committed to. When other people know that you've committed to something fully, they view you differently and respond to you accordingly. It changes the background against which they listen to you and your actions. Your public identity is also changed when this happens. And that this takes courage is really obvious. You can't avoid uncertainty in life. In some ways, in toward, we would say that if you have found what you want to commit to, you've found some of the certainty that is so cherished in an exciting but ever-changing landscape. And we hope you're moved and motivated by your own version of the future. Many thanks for listening, and we really want to wish you all the best as you co-create the future that you want to experience.